late morning today. We'll have more about that after a news update from ABC News. We're at our overnight low currently at 64 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two people with direct knowledge say that during his sit-down with most of the nation's Democratic governors on Wednesday, President Biden said he had a medical checkup after last week's debate and is in good health.
One source familiar with the president's schedule telling ABC News the president had a checkup with a White House physician a few days after the debate because of a cold. That person said it was a brief exam, which did not include any major tests.
ABC's Rachel Scott. ABC News announced that the George Stephanopoulos interview with the president will air Friday night as a primetime special. A judge in Madison, Wisconsin, struck down provisions of that state's 2011 law severely curbing the influence of public employee unions, the judge refusing to dismiss a challenge to the law. Polls are open in Great Britain, where voters are widely expected to put an end to 14 years of Conservative Party leadership, including yanking Britain out of the European Union. This is ABC News. It was one of America's first military special operations. In 1862, Union Army privates George Wilson and Philip Shadrack commandeered a Confederate train in northern Georgia, destroying miles of track and telegraph lines for almost 90 miles behind it before they were captured and hanged.
Two soldiers who died because of that operation but never received this recognition. Today, we write that wrong.
President Biden bestowing the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military award, posthumously on those two.
The heroic deeds went unacknowledged for over a century, but time did not erase their valor.
The descendants of Privates Wilson and Shadrack on hand to accept the honor. Talk about heavy lifting. In Milwaukee, someone stole a 250-pound Schlitz beer sign dating to 1964 from the porch of a couple of beer sign collectors. Security camera imagery shows the thieves loading it into a truck and driving off. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A high of 83 degrees today, increasingly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by late morning, some of which could be strong. For tonight, 63, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 74. Friday night, any showers ending in the evening, and then a low of 58. Saturday, 79, with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. Sunday, 79, with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Monday, isolated showers, and 80. In Richland Center this morning, rise and shine time, 69 was the earlier reading this morning, and we're down from that. It is 64 degrees. Good morning and happy 4th of July. Today is Thursday, July 4th, and it is time to officially begin our broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
I'm a
The Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet, just over in the glory land. As we start the day in a positive way with the gang, including Roy Clark and Grandpa Jones, Buck Owens, and Kenny Price. Before that, a national anthem sung by Ricochet. Hello, happy 4th. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you today to do an old Light in the Milk House show get-together. That's a good old American thing. Getting up early, doing the chores, absolutely. And back in the day, we would always hurry and get the chores done so we could get to Lone Rock to see the parade. And if there was a little bit of hay to make, then it was never by design. It was always like, okay, got rained on. Well, 4th looks nice. We're going to have to rake it up and bale hay. So sometimes hay baking would get a little bit of a pushback during the day. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it'll be a good haymaking day today with more showers in the forecast. Hopefully you enjoyed yesterday and pretty much a dry day. We hit a high of 86 on Wednesday. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain very early in the morning. Well, let's get those chores started on the 4th of July. Here's Merle Haggard.
I hear people talking bad about way they have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it, let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting, and I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down the song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
I came from a town that was so small. You looked both ways, you could see it all. All I wanted was some way out. Every evening I'd slip into town and stand around by the caution light and watch the big trucks rolling by. To me it was a beautiful sight, big wheels in the moonlight. I had a case of wanderlust. I'd lie awake with the windows up. Out on highway I could hear some big old diesel whine. She was going through all the gears, headed out to who knows where. Fell asleep most every night, dreaming about big wheels in the moonlight. And I won't put my life on the center line. I'll never find, 'cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. How I got here, it's hard to say, but so many things got in my way. Can't complain about all I've got, kids and a wife and a regular job. But at night when I'm sitting here all alone in the living room chair, sometimes I close my eyes and see big wheels in the moonlight. And I wanna put my life on the center line. I'll never find, 'cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. And I want to put my center line. And I want to see the world before I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never find, 'cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. Just those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind.
That's Dan Seals on the Light in the Milk House show, 5:14 the time. Maybe you're feeling a little spry this morning, like, I've got a lot of energy. Well, maybe head toward Lone Rock for the 5K Water Run Walk, which kicks off the day's events. And that's getting underway with sign up, and they're getting together at 8. I believe it actually steps off around 8:45 today.
And the Firecracker Run Walk in Boscobel will be beginning at 8 o'clock as well. So a couple of early morning things if you're feeling all energetic today, and you can head out and about. There are celebrations in both towns, Lone Rock and Boscobel, today. The Blackhawk 4th of July celebration in Sauk City will be held as well. The parade is this morning at 10:30. So a few things to get to. Parade in Lone Rock gets underway today at 11. We'll come up towards sports time in just a little bit here this morning on the old Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here's Johnny Paycheck.
Mason jars on the dresser filled with dollars and quarters, saving them for our trip around the world. But now you've changed your tune, there'll be no honeymoon. So tonight I'm going there without you, girl. I'm going down to Mexico in a glass of tequila, going down to Puerto Rico in a bottle of rum, going out to Honolulu in a Mai Tai bus, and I'm coming back home to Georgia in a jug. Never ride that bus to Mexico City, that's a pity. We'll never sail our ship into old San Juan. You'll never walk with me on the beach at Waikiki, and we'll never share that brick suburban home. I'm taking that money out of the jar. Tonight I'll buy my ticket at the corner bar. I'm going down to Mexico in a glass of tequila, going down to Puerto Rico in a bottle of rum,
Johnny Paycheck on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 18 minutes past 5 o'clock. A little bit of a fog out there in some places, some patchy fog in some areas. It was kind of foggy coming out of Sextonville first thing this morning, and the first thing I saw was a little white tail that ran right by the Mighty Vibe. I'm like, wait, nope, don't be hitting my Vibe.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Yesterday, in American Legion baseball, Viroqua was a winner over Toma, final score of 11-0. And last night, Colin Ray pitched 7 innings, Christian Yelich homered, and the Brewers beat the Rockies 3-0. Ray, who's now 8-2, gave up 6 hits while striking out 4 and walking none in his 4th victory in 5 starts. William Contreras and Bryce Durang each had 3 hits to help the Brewers win for the 8th time in 10 games and extend their lead over St. Louis in the National League Central to 7 games. Yelich hit a 446-foot home run in the first inning off a sinker from Dakota Hudson. Yelich is 7-14 with 3 home runs and 9 walks in 23 career plate appearances against Hudson. Also, the Brewers acquired a veteran right-handed pitcher, Aaron Civale, from the Tampa Bay Rays. The National League Central Brewers' latest attempt to boost a starting rotation that has been decimated by injuries. In the National League, elsewhere, Washington 7-5 over the Mets, Pittsburgh 5, St. Louis 4, Atlanta over San Francisco 3-1, Philadelphia 5, the Cubs 3, Arizona 12-4 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the White Sox 8, Cleveland 2, Houston 9-2 over Toronto, Detroit 9, Minnesota 2, Kansas City 4-2 over Tampa Bay, Oakland 5, the Angels nothing, Baltimore 4-1 over Seattle. Interleague play, Boston 7, Miami 2, Cincinnati 3-2 over the Yankees, and San Diego was a winner against Texas. The final score was 6-4. WNBA action last night, Phoenix 104 and Dallas 96. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
22 past 5. All right. Well, let's officially get it going here. I might want to have an extra brat or hot dog today on the 4th of July, or maybe a plate of chicken barbecue from one of the many stops today. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, let's work off a pound with the aerobic polka. Here we go.
Go home till dawn. Hey.
Wow, that was a smoking aerobic polka right there. The Squeeze Box Band, Ted Lang and Molly B, and the Beer Mug Polka right there on WRCO Radio's Light in the Mail Cow Show. Good for what ails you on the 4th of July, and hopefully your ailments are few. This is Ricky Skaggs.
It hurts me so. me, and there's nothing I can do. I want to hold you, my dear, forever and ever. I love you so much, it hurts me so.
Patsy Cline on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Some fog that has kind of settled back in this morning after I thought it was lifting. We're headed toward a high of 83 later on. Increasing clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by late morning, some of which could be strong. And scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, a low of 63. In Richland Center, we're at 64 degrees.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
A Supreme Court decision is having an impact on agriculture. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. The Deputy Legal Counsel with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to no longer abide by what's called the Chevron Doctrine is starting to impact the ag sector. That doctrine, used for 40 years, instructs courts to defer to a federal agency's interpretation of unclear laws. And at the end of June, the court decided to end that doctrine. Travis Cushman tells Brownfield,
any rule that the agency's put out, it'll have to be evaluated in the light of, is this the agency actually has its authority, or are they just making it up?
He says a South Dakota farmer was granted a petition this week for another hearing in the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals on a wetland case.
Mr. Foster is challenging the NRCS regulations as it applies to wetland determinations and getting new determinations done. The U.S. Supreme Court sent the case back down and it's basically going to tell the 8th Circuit, hey, you got to reevaluate this case. You have to actually look at the statute and see, did Congress grant this agency the power it claims to have?
Cushman says the recent SCOTUS decision is important anytime a federal agency's rule is challenged, like the waters of the United States.
You know, for years, it goes back and forth from administration to administration. EPA keeps looking for more authority and claiming they have it. This will be very helpful in our case against their current SCOTUS rule, because we'll be saying, hey, judges, we can't take the EPA's word for it on that they have this authority.
The EPA's Endangered Species Act, its Clean Water Act, and the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service's wetland determinations are recent examples where the Chevron deference has given power to agencies to interpret laws that have impacted farmers. A livestock economist says there could be some risk management opportunity for livestock producers following the USDA's recent acreage report.
Livestock producers ought to be smiling just a little bit, especially if they aren't in the corn production business.
University of Missouri Scott Brown says the USDA raised its estimates for corn acres.
That's been part of the reason for lower corn prices that we've seen today in the marketplace. USDA also told us more stocks of corn than pre-report estimates would have suggested.
He says while that could push feed costs lower, there could be adjustments in the coming months. Brown says he also would not be surprised to see the USDA resurvey some areas because of the number of acres that still have not been planted. USDA's weekly broiler hatchery numbers continue to imply higher production. 245 million broiler-type eggs placed into incubation last week, up modestly from the previous week and 3% from a year ago. 190 million broiler-type chicks entered meat production, a slight increase on both the week and the year, and those birds heading into market starting next month. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle business is holding out in cash hogs into the day, lower on Wednesday. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle business Wednesday. There were a handful of deals reported in parts of Iowa at $308, but it wasn't enough business to establish an accurate price trend for the week. It looks like the bulk of the week's business is going to hold out until sometime Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers were lightly tested but were mostly steady. Heifer calves sold with a firm to higher undertone. The best test was on yearling heifers, which were also steady. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for a moderate supply, featuring several loads of yearling heifers, medium and large one-feeder steers, 562 to 594 pounds, brought $308 to $317. Feeder steers, 601 to 646 pounds, brought $285.50 to $294. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 653 to 681 pounds, brought $272 to $282.50. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 55 cents at $329.84. Select closed 210 lower at $304.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors weren't as aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday afternoon. Prices reflected that. Hog weights have pulled back substantially this week, down nearly 3 pounds, as they continue their seasonal decline. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs. And U.S. pork continues to be competitive on the global market, which is a bright spot, providing some price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 68 cents lower with a weighted average of 98.97. The Iowa Minnesota was down 77 cents with a weighted average of 91.35. The Western Corn Belt was down 42 cents with a weighted average of 91.35. Pork values closed lower, down 69 cents at 93.63. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 13,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, waiting on the week's direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly lower with ongoing concerns about demand. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on solid crush margins. August was 7.5 higher at 11.57¾. September beans were up 6¾, 11.17½. Corn was down, looking at mostly favorable development weather, with September down 2.5 at 405.5 and December 1¾ lower at 419.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for that direct trade. August live was up 82 at 185.92, and October was $1.20 higher at 186.85. August feeders were up 227 at 263.37. And with uncertainties about weekend retail clearance for the holiday, August hogs are up 5 at 89.82. October lean was down a dime at 74.17. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Protecting critical groundwater resources today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Giant underground reservoirs of water known as aquifers have been tapped for decades for above-ground use. In parts of the country where aquifers are receding, plans are being discussed to try to recharge them. In California, for example, where David Cameron is a lawyer specializing in water rights issues.
Groundwater has been used for decades and has been relied upon, and that's depleted aquifers. And certain impacts result from that, whether that's dry wells or subsidence issues or just simply non-productive aquifers. That historical use has made interests aware of the need to seek to replenish those aquifers.
Cameron says water use is heavily regulated in California, and he adds other parts of the country have stepped up interest in protecting it.
Groundwater is a significant water resource. Whether you're in a municipality, it's true, even more so if you're in a rural environment. Groundwater is a source for about 37% of water that municipalities deliver to households and businesses. About 90% of water systems rely on groundwater to some extent. Groundwater provides drinking water for more than 90% of rural populations, and 42% of water used for irrigation comes from groundwater.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
More cheese and butter made in May. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The total cheese output for the month of May was 1.21 billion pounds. USDA says that's 2.1% over April and 0.7% higher than a year ago. Italian-type cheese production was 4.4% higher than a year ago, 505 million pounds total. American-type cheese up from April, but 5.7% below a year ago at 488 million pounds. Butter production was 1.6% lower than April, but 4% above a year ago at 204 million pounds. Whey product production was down from year-ago levels. Dry whey down 6.3%, 76.6 million pounds. Lactose down 2.7%. Whey protein concentrate down 3.2% from a year ago. Ice cream production ticked upward with hard ice cream production at 65.97 million gallons. That's up slightly from April and up 2.3% from last year. Low-fat ice cream was also up from April, but down 6.1% from a year ago, 40.2 million gallons made. Cheese production is still led by Wisconsin. California leads the nation in butter production. Cash dairy prices were mixed Wednesday entering the 4th of July break on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 49 cents. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 190 with three sales. Barrels were up 2.25 cents at 190 and a quarter with two sales. Butter down a quarter of a cent at 313 and a half. Three sales there. Non-fat dry milk up a penny at 118 with two sales. The markets are closed for the 4th of July holiday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitoon from Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. No sale next week. Happy 4th of July and stay safe. For Hay Auction, call 608-642-2802 for more info. Antiques, furniture, G.I. Joe figures, H. Brown items, and more. Online only auction ending July 10th. We have plenty of online auctions coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. We need listings or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitoon. Have a great day.
The forecast for today includes a high of 83, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely developing by late morning, some of which could be strong today. Scattered showers tonight and 63. Right now in Richland Center, 64 degrees. Tony Schumacher has more about weather coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Here's Marty Robbins.
I left you this morning. Couldn't take anymore. You laughed and you dared me to walk out the door. You said that I'd come back. You knew what I'd do, and you know I'm back here tonight, begging to you. I won't disappoint you. I'm begging to stay. That's what you want. Stay around.
so you won't touch the ground. To you it don't matter what you cause me to do, as long as you
morning. Happy 4th of July from the good old Light in the Milk House show. Here's Johnny Cash.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Oh, get on. Then you took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
I put an ad in the paper today. Though Miley's heart must move right away. Pick up the phone, I hear somebody say. She said, hey, does your heart still run like it should? I said, yes, but since you left me, it don't do me no good. I got a one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start this one on her heart. Wants to know, was this heart in a rig? Are there bed breaks? Was their owner neglect? Will you be asking for an arm and a leg? I said, this old heart is worth a lot to me. But treat me right and I can let you have it for free. It's a one on her heart. She only drove crazy on Sundays, guaranteed to start. It's a one on her heart. She said,
said, I need to see some papers on you. I said, the title is clear. If something happens, she said, what will I do? Well, I'll be raggy. There's one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start. It's a one on her heart. With my one on her heart.
That's T.G. Shepherd. Sounds like he needs to call Prime Mover on Saturday mornings. Anyway, coming up, a look at weather with Tony Schumacher.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning and happy 4th of July. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's a quiet start to our Independence Day, but that will be changing as a low-pressure system out in the plains draws closer. Areas of showers and thunderstorms will gradually move into the region by late this morning and continue through tonight. Now, some of these could get on the heavy side, especially later this afternoon with some hail and gusty winds and certainly some downpours and frequent lightning. So if you have outdoor activities planned, be sure to have a way to get inside to escape some of those hazards. Now, we do expect the possibility of up to an inch of rain through tonight. Tomorrow, the steadiest rain will shift through northern and central Wisconsin. We'll have more spotty activity around here, maybe a few peaks of sun, and then a pretty good chance of scattered sunshine over the weekend itself, Saturday and Sunday. And with that, some fairly mild temperatures, just some hit-and-miss spotty showers possible. With weak upper-level systems coming through, that trend will continue into early next week. So today, look for some early sun, then clouding up a bit. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by late morning. Some of those could be heavy as we get into the afternoon, high at 83. Wind becoming southeast at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could have some heavy rain, low at 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 74. West wind between 7 and 15. Friday night, any showers ending in the evening, then partly cloudy, low at 58. On Saturday, partly sunny and mild. 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 79. As we head into Sunday, mixed skies, some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low 59 with a high of 79 degrees. Monday, breaks of sun along with isolated showers, low 61 with a high of 80. And Tuesday, partly sunny, maybe a brief shower, high near 80. Have a great 4th of July. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
64 with some fog that has settled in again. 86 was yesterday's high. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. So for that date yesterday, we weren't entirely dry, but it turned out to be a pretty nice muggy day. A record high for this day, July 4th, established in 2012. When it was 99, a record low hit in 1967, which was 43 degrees. Last year's high, 90, and the low, 65. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning.